Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindlessness. You're here with Rowan and Angus on 2MCE, and now it's time to slow down and take a breath.
Hi guys, I'm Angus. You're here again for the fifth and final installment of Mindlessness. I'm here with Rowan. For those who haven't listened to the past four episodes, Mindlessness is a mindfulness podcast that can be found on the 2MCE website, and it's just sort of about staying mentally healthy during these interesting times.
Yeah, today on Mindlessness, Angus, we're going to discussing some tips that help us stay mindful and mentally fit.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll find some gems as listeners and be able to try them yourselves. Rowan, what's your number one tip for staying on top of your game?
It sounds silly, but I get dressed as soon as I get up. It's the first thing I do. Foot goes on the ground, sock goes on the foot sort of deal. You know, I find that if I'm wearing real clothes, and when I say real clothes, I don't mean that hoodie that you wear everywhere and that pair of tracksuit pants that you exclusively wear in bed or to Coles at like 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, I feel much less lethargic, and it sort of helps establishing my start of the day routine.
Yeah, no, that's routine is really important. I like to just sit in the sun for 5 to 10 minutes every morning at roughly the same time. It sort of helps me wake up, and I think maybe the vitamin D is a big part of that even as well.
I'd definitely say the vitamin D is a big part of that, Angus. You know, we've got science to back us up for that one. But what about food? I find that my diet can really help with my mental health. Making sure I eat at least reasonably healthy is a big factor.
Yeah, and I find it sometimes hard to eat good food all the time, but I think that even just cooking is a really good mindfulness activity. Even just like cooking something simple helps in sort of grounding yourself and making sure you're in the real world.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, Angus. I was going to say, I do a bit of housework is an awesome way to put me in a good headspace. It doesn't have to be huge. Maybe putting some washing on or doing some dishes or something really helps me clear my head. I found that if I've had a bad start to the day, if I vacuum and mop my kitchen and my living room area, it's just perfection.
It's kind of like a reset, isn't it?
It really is.
It's good. No, I have the same thing. And I find that a lot of self-care is a much about taking control of your life as it is doing things you enjoy.
You're currently listening to Mindlessness with Angus and Rowan. If you'd like any more information, head to the website 2mce.org.au.
Bit of a tangent, but do you have any pets, Rowan?
I do have a dog, yes.
And do you find that playing with your dog helps?
Absolutely, Angus. You know, I've said to people before that my dog rivals Valium in its ability to, you know, calm anxiety. And there is a ton of research behind that animals are good for our mental health. But I find that actively getting on the ground and playing with your dog or cat is a fantastic self-care tactic. It's sort of, because, you know, it's a silly image getting on all fours and running around after your cat or dog, but it can actually be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure nobody's watching while you do it.
That's it.
So we've talked about the morning, Rowan, but what about the evening? How do you use mindfulness sort of a nighttime?
A regular sleep schedule is huge. Like we talked about in the last episode, you know, I have quite a good sleep routine. I think, you know, sleep schedule and sleep routine are the good ones. You know, I make myself a cup of tea. I sit down and I listen to these sleep casts. And like I said, I'm usually asleep within 10 minutes of them going on.
Yeah. And that, I guess that ties back to what you were saying about routines as well. I like to make sure I eat dinner around the same time and try to sort of turn my phone off about an hour before bed. I find that I personally sleep a lot better when there's sort of no interruptions, I suppose. I understand it can be difficult depending on your lifestyle. Like, we're by no means preaching here, but even if you can just manage most nights, it really helps.
So I guess what I'm picking up a lot of is really it's really mostly about establishing a routine and making sure you're doing stuff.
Yeah, largely. I mean, if I had to add one thing, it'd be making sure you're fairly social.
Which is hard right now.
It is. But we have all of this wonderful technology to help us. I'm naturally a bit of a hermit, but I always feel a little bit better, even after just a 10-15 minute chat with somebody.
That's very true, Angus. And remember, if you need somebody to talk to about your mental health, you can contact Beyond Blue or Headspace. We've got the numbers at the end of the episode.
And there are heaps of other services and resources available online.
Well, thanks for that, Angus. I feel like even just talking to you has been my mindfulness for the day.
Oh, I feel the same.
Thank you for listening to Mindfulness on 2MCE.
We'd also like to remind the listeners that we are by no means trained mental health professionals. We have done our very best to source professionally written information, but do recommend that if anyone out there is experiencing mental anguish, to contact your local GP and book an appointment, or call Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636.